This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pope Francis is connecting the defense of the unborn with personal Christian holiness. His new apostolic letter or exhortation, Rejoice and Be Glad, is all about Christians becoming what Francis calls the saint next door, and also addresses social media, poverty, and immigration, yet getting the most major media attention is abortion. While life advocates point out that numerous persons in multiple circumstances are deprived of all rights, even life, a court in Colombia has granted a form of personhood, nature rights, to a great and beautiful river. If this world, with its geological features, is everything, and God and human life and faith are nothing, perhaps that is how the new designation for the Amazon River comes into a secular focus. This is Life News Radio. Your knowledge and embrace of sacred scripture is a vital component of bringing to our culture the prophetic nature of our baptismal call. If ever there was a time for Christians to simply and eloquently and prophetically point out God's way in this world, it is today. Read your Bible. Let God's written word come to life in you. And let's make a culture of life. In other headlines, abortion advocates are further stepping up attacks on judicial nominee Wendy Vitter. If life is to be considered under law, senators need to hear from constituents. Missouri public records showing why an abortion clinic was shut down makes for disgusting reading. Life advocates say rust and contamination on instruments used to supposedly serve women should introduce questions as to whether abortion clinics have a real and true intent to serve women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.